Hey guys, it's GBD coming at you live from Tokyo Game Show 2012. Subtitle, the year it got even shittier, just when you thought it couldn't get any more shitty. Yes, the trend continues every year. TGS seems to get smaller and smaller, not in terms of attendees, but just in terms of the exhibitors. As you probably know already, Microsoft is not here this year for the first time since the Xbox 360 launched, and maybe even since earlier than that. That's the first year that I started going. It's just there's a lot of empty floor space. The first thing I did when I got here, and it was actually very easy, no line this morning to get my badge, that's the first time. I just walked right up, no problem. Headed over to the Sony booth because, Western games, things I'm interested in. But they have this really weird system, and they sort of did this. They did this last year with the Vita, but now they're doing it. They did doing it with the Vita and the PS3, where you have to wait online, and then when you get to the front of the line, you tell them what game you want to play, and then you go wait for that game. So you have to wait in line to go wait in line again. And really, there's just not that much that I need to play that requires me to wait in two lines. So after I figured out what they were doing there, I jumped off that line, and I belched just like that. No. Then I walked over to the other hall, and I saw that EA has a setup with Sega, which I believe was the same thing last year. They piggybacked on a Sega's booth, and they had Need for Speed, Most Wanted. And I believe for the first time ever, they were at a show like this, you could play the multiplayer mode. I don't recall seeing that before. And I asked the guy, and he said it was the first time ever. So if I'm wrong, it's his fault. So it's basically an open world multiplayer where, at least this particular mode, where they are just throwing new goals at you. So it started off first and says, okay, everybody playing has to meet up at this spot. And then once everybody gets there, it's, I believe the first goal was to see who could get the highest speed through the speed trap. And you do that for like a minute. And whoever gets the highest speed gets a certain number of points. You also get points for taking out other drivers, i.e. colliding with them. There was three events in total. There was the speed trap, there was a standard race, and there was a jump. So you could jump the farthest over a highway. Now, they said like whoever wins gets to take a picture with the booth, the EA Most Wanted booth girl, and gets a free T-shirt. So I was really going for it, and I figured, you know, Japanese people, Western games, I had a shot. And I won all three of the events, but I guess the other dude crashed into more people and got more points. So I came in second, and I did not get the T-shirt or the picture. But it's fun. Game looks pretty fun, but I don't know. Maybe I'm just getting spoiled by this PC gaming, but I don't know. Everything looks very blocky to me these days. The graphic. Maybe it's because I'm standing, you know, 1 foot away from a giant television, which is, you know, happens at most trade shows. It's the graphics didn't wow me. So I'm guessing that's just my PC side shining through. But game is going to be fun, and I guess it's coming out for PC. I could get it on that. After that, I went right next door to the Medal of Honor Warfighter. What is it? Warfighter? The name is so silly, I can't even remember if I'm making a joke or that's the name. But there were really very little line for both of those two games, which is why I went for it. And that they were showing the same level that we saw behind closed doors at PAX, which the embargo just lifted on. It's fine. It seemed like it would be very hard for people who aren't used to first-person shooters to make it through that demo, because it was sort of a little bit challenging, I guess. It was just a single-player demo. They did not show the cutscenes that they showed at PAX. At PAX, they were behind closed doors at PAX. They were emphasizing the, you know, the story, and you know, here's this guy, this soldier, and he's got a family, and here, look at his cute little girl, and you know, emotion. That was not a part of this demo, I don't believe. It's fine, whatever. So I finished that, and then, you know, it's hard. It's really just, there's not a lot of games here that, if you're not interested in Monster Hunter or, like, Gree games and other Japanese mobile games, just not a lot to see. But I saw that they, Earth Defense Force 4 had a pretty big setup here with, they had a lot of stations. They had, like, maybe, I want to say, like, 20 Xboxes set up, and it seemed like a lot. And I got to play that. It looks pretty janky, as usual. You know, you got the... It's fun. It's cool. Like, I love giant ants running through Japan and Japanese people screaming. It's entertaining. But, you know, it's 2012. The ants are clipping through everything. There was one part where I literally just could not see what was happening for a good 30 seconds because an ant picked me up and was throwing me around and I was underneath a monorail track or some sort of train track and it was just, I just couldn't see anything for a while. And it seems to me like this game would be super successful as a $15 downloadable title. You know, don't even change the voices. Keep Japanese voices, throw the subtitles on there and $15 could probably sell a lot, but for like a full retail release, I mean, there are $10, $15 downloadable games that look a lot better, look a lot more impressive. But I know there's a lot of Earth Defense Force fans on here who are just, you know, going to eat it up. They also had the Vita version on display. I didn't try that. Figured if the Xbox version looks janky, then portable version's not going to fare much better. They also had a very nice Lego Earth Defense Force display, not a game, just the actual Legos set up there. And is that all I've played so far? Oh, I think that's pretty much all I've played. I got to try out the Razer Blade, I think it's called, the gaming laptop from Razer. They have two of them on the show floor. That thing is pretty wild. It's got this touchpad that is also a screen. So you use the touchpad instead of a mouse, but you can also, and it's got buttons, like dedicated buttons right above the touchpad that have little screens on them also, which change depending on what the game you're playing is. So I was playing Counter-Strike, and, you know, you could see the weapons on the buttons. And, you know, if you want the assault rifle, you push the assault rifle button. Pretty neat. I mean, I don't know if it's necessarily for me, but It does seem pretty impressive, and the guy at one point you could put a web browser up, I believe, on the touchpad screen. So seems pretty innovative as far as gaming laptops go. I think that's about it for my first TGS report. There will be a CAGcast up on early Friday morning, America time, New York time, where I'll talk about what else I see today and Borderlands 2, and all kinds of good stuff. So stay tuned. Twitter.com/GBD. Follow me. I got some pictures up there. So maybe I'll do another one of these later. Talk to you then.